Jake Sparrow and Drew Butler on what has really become an impassioned morning on so many different levels. Thank you for being with us on the Steakhouse. Sandy is back tomorrow, back from her ladies. I think she had her ladies trip, right? You see her on social?
Oh, yeah.
What, how many years now?
She's living the good life.
19 years. She is living the good life. She's had a lot of drama this year, too. So, as they say, don't believe everything you see on social media.
Isn't that the truth?
So, the Right from the Heart 33rd Annual Golf Classic at Horseshoe Bend. Why don't I we get a few more calls lined up, and I'll do things I learned prior to that. The conversation, obviously, is the Falcons and what Arthur Blank, absolutely the last thing that he would have to want to deal with. My thoughts throughout the day yesterday was, can you imagine having a boss that you have to be in front of with your kid screwing up that bad? Can you imagine how angry the Falcons must be with Jeff Albrick? Yes, with him.
Okay? Absolutely.
That you even have a son that's capable of that, and that you didn't protect this proprietary information, and that he's laughing in the background as it's going on.
We haven't even discussed the fact that Deion Sanders, the dad of Shedeur Sanders, is in the Atlanta Falcons Ring of Honor. One of the best players to ever don a Falcons jersey. I asked you in the break, do you think Arthur Blank called Deion Sanders?
I think Arthur Blank.
Do you think Jeff Ulbrich had to call Deion Sanders?
I think all those things are on the table. Clearly, the kid called Shedeur,
right,
and had to apologize to him right away. I think Arthur was on the phone with Roger Goodell, I would imagine,
yes,
to say how are we going to handle this. We'll release a statement. We're going to work on it. Probably send it to the NFL. NFL had to clear it.
Yes.
Probably Deion. Deion Sanders could make this holy hell for the Falcons in the NFL.
Without question.
I mean, I haven't heard the word collusion. Mel Kiper, I just watched him saying this is an absolute disgrace that this kid would get, you know. He says, number one on my draft board. Now, again, maybe he's a little humiliated by that. But they even like, this is ridiculous. Why, you know, how can this many teams pass on him? What's the message these, you know, billionaire owners are trying to send? It's got so many angles to it. And then, of course, the fallout from Jeff Albrick and his son, Jax, and folks that know the family as well. I want to be really careful about that. But that there was an entitlement around this kid is what you're hearing. And that he certainly looked like he was yucking it up there to really hurt another kid in that way. Hurt another human being, and it made it. You were so joyful in hurting somebody else. It's a bad look. 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. I'm going to give you another really bad look in a second. These are things I learned over the weekend. All right, three quick things before we get to Bill Belichick. First thing I learned is, unlike Drew Butler in high school, the audacity to make fun of, was it the cheerleaders?
Yeah.
Or dancers?
One of which I married, the cheerleaders,
yeah,
and I'm still sorry.
How do you feel about dancers? Are they athletes?
Absolutely. Well, my sister Savannah was a phenomenal dancer.
My daughter's been dancing 4 hours a day for virtually 7 years, since she was 11 or 12. Her final competition ever,
wow,
was yesterday.
End of an era.
At the Georgia World Congress Center. Get a little choked up thinking about it right now. I held it together yesterday. Mommy did not.
Yeah.
It was Waterworks Supreme. You know, anybody that coached their kid had their last high school football game. Much
right.
More.
I cried.
Absolutely. Parents realize that's the last time that you're going to be with her on the 5 a.m. wake up. And, you know, we've traveled to all these different venues and watched her on stage doing her solo and everything else. So to all the dance parents out there and to you know, our family going through something like that, which was very intense, that's one of the things I learned. Real men have feelings.
Congrats to Nola. We do have feelings. I cried my last high school football game. I cried my last college football game.
Wait till the girls start doing their stuff, dude.
And then I cried when I got cut from the NFL.
Well, you're tuned out, okay. Hey, we also learned that Chili's is turning around. We talked about this in the break. Kudos to that franchise.
Yeah, big time.
When restaurants and dining is in really tough times, They just leaned into, what is it, pricing? And this,
the
this,
triple dipper, the triple social dip. Media, sales are up over 70%. Chili's is booming right
now. Yeah, the triple dippers up 70%. Their overall sales, restaurants are down or flat. They're up 15%. Why? They said for $12, you drive through a fast food restaurant, and no offense to Chick-fil-A or, you know, McDonald's or anybody else, right? But you ain't getting out of there for less than $17, $18. Their point is, we'll give you free chips and salsa. We'll give you a waitress. We'll give you an experience. And it's killing it for them right now. So kudos. CBS Sunday Morning. That show was going to let Bill Belichick promote his book. That's why he was there. They promote books. But I give credit to Tony DeCulpo, who said, after 4 minutes of talking about his career, said, let's talk about some other things, like the fact you wrote a book and Bob Kraft, who you won 6 Super Bowls with, is never mentioned.
The ones that I experienced directly. He's not even in the acknowledgement section. Correct? Do you feel like you were treated with dignity and respect when you were let go by Robert Kraft?
Yeah, well, it was a mutual decision for us to part ways.
He said fired.
It was a mutual decision.
And here's the all-timer. And I'm going to tell you this right now. And I was just confirmed by the New York Post. I mean, I said this right when I walked in. I've watched that show for 30 years. Donald Trump's in there with handlers. Joe Biden's in there with handlers. Every politician, everybody that's any kind of controversy has people. They've never mentioned that there's somebody off camera causing problems, really, for the most part. Maybe you saw in a Trump interview, they stopped it and restarted. But for the most part, like, you don't hear about people or certainly put them on camera causing a scene, which is what happened when they tried to talk about what Bill Belichick's social media.
How they met, how him and Jordan Hudson met was the question. And she had a little something to say.
How did you guys meet?
Not talking about this.
No?
No.
It's a topic neither one of them is comfortable commenting on.
Tony DeCoppel looks over and goes, no. I mean, she butted in and said, we are not discussing this.
He said, you have these Instagram photos of you on the beach holding her up. You also have pictures of you celebrating, you know, each other. I don't really even know those, like,
I don't really care about what other people think.
This guy, God bless him, said, if you're going to think we're going to just give you your 7-minute piece, puff piece, and not ask you about what everybody's talking about, the conversation now, she's involved in why they didn't do the reality show for NFL Films. She's been involved in every coach's email. And she literally got put on camera by CBS as if to say, we've never seen anything like this. She is sitting a few feet away, snapping at different questions.
So Bob Kraft not mentioned in the acknowledgement section of the book. As you said, 6 Super Bowls with Bill Belichick. However, Bill Belichick in the book writes, and I quote, thank you to my idea mill and creative muse, Jordan Hudson.
Dude. That you done did lose your mind, as they say in Louisiana. You had done did lose your mind. I mean, what a piece of work.
Unbelievable.
Guy. The fall from grace of reputation is so meteoric that I can't even use adjectives to describe. Let's take calls when we get back. 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. Hey, listen, let's just raise our hand with the Falcon flagship. It was a fabulous draft.
Absolutely.
It was a fabulous draft. I'm excited for opening day with Michael Penix and Drake London and you know, James Pierce coming off the end and you know, Bijan. But, boy, did they have to deal with some stuff yesterday. We'll do that when we come back. Sports Radio 929 The Game.